So this guy's going to be in Saskatoon on May 9th, a Friday night show at Coors Event Center. Not a lot of things better than that. Hey, Nico Moon joins me via Zoom. You know this guy from his song, These Are the Nights. Right off the bat here, buddy, I got to ask, who did the album art for These Are the Nights? Because that's one of the best looking album covers I have ever seen.
Oh, man, thank you. It was actually my photographer out here on the road shot it when I was out on the boat.
So many times album covers are just all the same, right? I kind of like yours, man. It kind of makes it stand out when you see it and stuff like that. I got to ask you, how'd you get started into music? Let's just start right from the very beginning, man. When was that epiphany moment where you're like, you know what? I'm going to be a musician. That's what I'm doing for my life.
You know, I was actually born into it. My mom and my dad are both songwriters and musicians. So my whole life I've been around it, and my curiosity and interest in it has always been nurtured and cultured by my parents when I was growing up. But I started playing drums when I was like 7 or 8. And then when I was 15 is when I started playing guitar. And as soon as I started playing guitar, I realized I could write songs now. You know, you can't write songs on the drums. And that was what I really fell in love with, was the craft of songwriting. And so I was off to the races and started playing in little local spots around my hometown in Georgia. And then when I was 23, I was playing at this little local dive bar in Georgia, and Zach Brown was standing in the back of the bar. And that's when I kind of had my crossroads moment, and my whole life shifted, you know. And he came up to me after the show and was like, "Man, I really dig your set. Would you ever want to write sometime?" And I just jumped at that chance and started writing songs with Zach Brown. And that turned into a 12-year creative relationship with me and Zach, with me traveling on the road with him and the band and helping them to write Zach Brown Band songs.
I love these interviews because I had a whole game plan. Now I'm just going to scrap it because now I have like 17 new questions after that answer, man. Like, that's awesome. Like, so you started when you were 15 playing guitar. Usually, like, people with the skills that you have, they start when they're like 4 or 5 getting that. You started pretty young when it comes to guitar, right? Like 15, how hard was that to pick up at the age of 15?
You know, both of my parents are right-handed, but I'm left-handed. And so it's the only thing I do in life that's right-handed, because all the guitars in our house were right-handed ones. But, you know, my dad was really patient with me, with teaching me chords and everything. And, you know, the beauty of the modern world is we can jump on YouTube nowadays, right? And just get all the learning in the world we could ever want for free. And that's really how I got started, you know, was just getting on YouTube and just watching videos on how to play guitar, tips on how to write songs and stuff like that. And for the, you know, the first 5-6 years of my life when I was writing, it was just by myself in my room. You know, I didn't even really tell too many people that I was doing it, you know. I was just trying to get better. And then when I met Zach, everything really elevated, because he's just such a good songwriter himself. And I never written with anybody else before, you know, so I only had my way of doing it. But, you know, Zach had a completely different way of writing songs. And he taught me the difference between a good one and a great one, and how to listen for that, how to listen for specialness, you might say, in a song, you know. So really grateful for his friendship and also his mentorship. You know, I kind of think of him as like a big brother in music.
Well, two Georgia guys getting together, that's nice. Hey, I'm from Saskatoon. We're like 2,000 miles away. It's a completely different world over here. I was actually in Georgia this summer for a wedding. I've been a country music DJ for a long time, and I was like, these guys keep bragging about Georgia. And yeah, sure, it's probably pretty nice, but I'm sure it's not that nice. Oh, it's that nice, man. Oh, I never wanted to leave. Talk about growing up in Georgia, and is it hard being on the road so much, being away from home when your home is Georgia?
Man, you know, I got that bug inside of me, that wanderlust, you know,
okay.
that traveler bug. So there's nothing that gives me as much enjoyment as getting to see every little nook and cranny that this beautiful world has to offer, you know. But yes, you know, Georgia will always be home. And there's just something so peaceful about it. And where I grew up was about 45 minutes away from Atlanta. So
okay.
I was out in the country, and I lived probably like 15 minutes from where Travis Tritt lives and about 30 minutes from where Alan Jackson is. And so those guys are like my heroes growing up as a kid, because they actually did it and they made it, you know, but they were from where I was from. So they made the dream seem possible. But at the same time, I'm living so close to Atlanta that all this awesome music like Outkast and all this stuff, was spreading its way out into my little hometown, you know? And so I always loved the way that the drums and the bass sounded with Atlanta hip hop music. And so I always thought to myself, you know, one day I want to make country music, but that hits hard and has these kinds of like drum sounds, you know, but with like dobro and pedal steel and banjo layered on top of it.
I feel it with the drum beat. We went to a Falcons game, and the drum line that they have there during the tailgate parties, it's insane, man. We got to talk about you, though, because you got a new song dropping today, right? Like, today is the day for your new song. Tell us about it.
Today is the day, man. You know, the song is called I Love This Beach. And, you know, growing up where I did, you know, every once in a while, every year or two, we would drive down to Florida to go to the beach right on the panhandle where Panama City and Destin and all of those places are. And the whole way down, you know, we'd listen to Jimmy Buffett. And the whole time we'd be at the beach, we'd be listening to beach music. And I really just connected going to paradise with going down there to the beach, you know? And so whenever I needed that getaway, but, you know, I wasn't anywhere near the ocean, I could just throw on that beach music and it could take me there like that. And that's what I want to do with my music, you know? I want to bring people on a vacation, on an audible vacation, you know? We don't got to go to Cabo to go on vacay. We can hit the pause button, you know, on the stresses of life, put on that coastal music and get transported, you know? That's one of the things that I love so much about music is how it can transport us to somewhere beautiful when we need it most. So with this song, it's all about having that getaway, getting those toes in the sand, and just enjoying the sun.
And then, yeah, the second single being released from that upcoming album, which is coming out in June, right? For people to be on the lookout for that new album coming in June. The next single's the Boat Song. So another song that's going to be about good times making memories, eh?
Yeah, man, the entire album is a vacation album. It's called
Nice.
American. It's called American Palm, and it's just all about getting by the water on this one. Every single song. I wanted to make an entire album because I've talked about getting by the water in previous songs of mine, but I've never had an entire album dedicated to this vibe, you know? So with this album, we're on vacation the entire time. For me, my favorite thing to do by the water is to get on the boat and just slow ride around, you know, just feel the wind in the hair. You know, just spend time with my family, my dog, you know, the people that care about me, you know. And so with Boat Song, it's just a celebration of that boat lifestyle.
Yeah.
I can't wait for everyone to hear that one.
I'm ginger and bald, so no wind going through this hair. I'm hanging out in the sun, getting away from the sunshine. So opposite vibes, opposite vibes. I'll be under the umbrella on the boat, though.
Wind through the beard. You got the
Exactly,
beard,
right?
though.
Exactly. Hey, before we talk about your show coming up here in May at Coors Event Center, American Palm Clothing. Because if people are just listening, they're not watching this video here. You got one of the coolest shirts on ever. You got the big hat on. I wish I could pull that off. But talk about American Palm Clothing.
Yeah, so I'm launching, you know, everyone knows me for wearing my palm shirts, you know, and I've become a little bit of a connoisseur of them over the years, collecting them as I go, you know. And I'm always on stage moving around a lot. I'm sweating a lot, you know, so a lot of them get stuck to me and stuff like that, or they can get wrinkly when in my suitcase when I'm traveling. And so I wanted to create a palm shirt that was had all the best, you know, features that I'm looking for when I go to grab me one, you know, that it's not wrinkly, that doesn't stick to me, you know, that feels super comfortable and stretchy. And so, yeah, I'm coming out with my own line of palm shirts at the same time that I'm coming out with this album. And
Nice.
the palm shirt line is called American Palm as well. So the album's called American Palm. The shirts are called American Palm. It's just one big drop.
Man, I'm telling you, as a sweaty guy myself, I love those kind of shirts, right? The button-up short-sleeve shirts, man, they are the best shirts in the summer. So I'm going to be definitely picking up about seven of those. May 9th,
Let's
you're going to
go.
be here in Saskatoon, Coors Event Center. You're coming here when it's warming up. It was like minus 20 last week, so good timing on you. Again, you're a laid-back guy. You like singing about the beach, and you like singing about the water. Are your live concerts kind of the same, kind of laid-back, or do you bring the noise? Talk us through a Nico Moon show.
Man, it's a celebration of life, man. I'm a big believer that life is short. We got to make it sweet. And being able to get together with all the country music fans out there that love positive music and positive vibes, you know, it's just one big vacation, one big celebration of life, man. It's high energy, it's celebratory. A lot of people are coming to the shows in their palm shirts too. And man, we get down for a good 90 minutes and go on vacation together.
Man, we do this thing called Random Shoutout Friday on my show. It's just 4 hours of shoutouts. Like, that's all it is. It's like, shout out applesauce, shout out whatever. We shout out Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville. We played that on the show. Man, shout out to you, man, because I was going to say vibes, but apparently vibes isn't cool anymore. The aura that you have, man, the aura that you bring, you can just tell that memories are made with you. So May 9th, Nico Moon, Coors Event Center. Make sure you're checking it out because, man, just a lights out guy, man. You can just tell that just by your energy, just seem like a great guy, dude. I'm glad you could hang out for 10 minutes. Glad I got to know you a bit.
Oh, thank you, brother, man. I'm really grateful to have met you as well, man. Hopefully we get to hang out in person at the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to get out there. I'm in Ottawa right now. I'm traveling all across Canada. This is my very first Canadian tour. And I'm already in love, man. It's such a beautiful place. And the thing that's really struck me is the people. The people are so kind and welcoming. And y'all really made it feel like home. And that's something I'm really grateful for. So thank you for the love. Can't wait to celebrate with y'all very soon.
You bet. When you're staying downtown, High Key Brewery, that's a good spot to go check out if you're looking for a spot.
Thank you.
And then La Bomba. It's really, really good Mexican food if that's what you're looking for. So
if
you want any more insights, just let us know. Yeah, that's kind of our thing here. We like doing the food stuff. So appreciate you taking time to talk to me, though, Nico, man. You're a gem.
I'm going to get me some La Bomba for lunch, man.
You betcha, buddy.
For the heads
oh,
up.
Yeah. It's awesome, man. It's awesome. Thanks, man.
Take care.